You've put in your decades for the federal government, and now you're ready to move on to the next phase of your life and maybe retire. But working as long as you have, are you really ready to not have a job to do? It's something you need to think about because, as federal retirement expert Tammy Flanagan tells Federal News Radio's Eric White, retirement is not just about the income.
Because federal employees do have retirement benefits that are generous after they've worked a full career and they've got Social Security and their TSP. And it's amazing to see that some people, even those with 40, 50, and sometimes even more than that years of service, still think they can't afford to retire. But sometimes when we start to talk, I realize it's not the affording to retire so much as it's wondering, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? Because this is one of the five biggest transitions in someone's life, is when they move from working full-time to becoming an annuitant. So I think the mental preparation for retirement is just as important as the financial preparation.
And is it more people are scared that, you know, oh, geez, this is the final chapter? Or is it about, hey, you know, this doesn't mean your work, your career is necessarily over, or, you know, you have to stop doing things that you like, but, you know, you're just not going to work for the government anymore?
Right. Yeah, I think that's what has to happen, is because we get into such a routine. You know, federal jobs in some cases are very based on routine. You come into work at the same time every day. You leave from work at the same time every day. And during the day, you have a set number of things you have to get done. So it's this wonderful routine that we've developed. And we've got our coworkers who become our friends and sometimes as close as family members. And so we have to give up all of that. And then we have to develop a new routine, whether it's a routine at another job or whether it's at home, and we have to think of things we can volunteer to do or spend time with our family, which can be scary in itself for some people. So there's all these different changes that happen, and some people just adapt better to those changes than others. So I do think this takes some planning and some preparation and just a mindset to get ourselves ready to come up with a new routine and a new plan. And I think if you can ease into it, like we now have this new phased retirement program that's been around since 2012, and very few federal employees and very few agencies, to tell you the truth, have really grasped this concept of why a phased retirement might actually be in an employee's best interest.
Tammy Flanagan is Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning. That title's still okay, just because...
Sure.
Okay. I'm just making it, everything
one of,
else.
One of my titles. Yeah.
Well, everything else was dated. I wanted to make sure the title wasn't, at least. I wanted to ask you about phased retirement, because people, retired folks that I've talked to who actually, you know, worked in the private sector and did the, you know, they were semi-retired, and they said that, man, I tell you, that's the life, because you're still at least getting paid and you feel like you're doing something, but you're not putting as many hours in.
That's right. That's why I was so excited about this when Congress passed the law, which has now been 5 years ago. And I thought, this is going to be the ticket for these folks who just don't know what to do with the rest of their life. They're a little leery about giving up their federal careers. They still love what they do. They just don't want to do it as much. But I think a lot of people were comparing phased retirement with having a second career, and it's really two different things. Because someone who wants to have a second career really wants to make some more money. They want to collect a pension while they're doing that second career, maybe to save up enough to pay off the mortgage. Where on the side of the phased retiree, this is someone who can afford to retire. They've saved up all the money they need to save, but they're just not sure they want to give up that day-to-day routine. So moving into phased retirement gives them the opportunity to continue working, but now 20 hours a week instead of 40, maybe to mentor other employees, to kind of pass on that information that they've gathered over the last 35 or 40 years. So for that reason, you know, they still feel useful, but now they're getting a taste of stepping into that retirement world, more time to kind of design what that life is going to look like. And so I really think a lot of folks, and even some agencies, have missed the key aspects of what a phased retirement is all about.
It's kind of a weird concept of easing into relaxation, so to speak, but I guess that's the way you have to look at it. Well, what are the problems with phased retirements, and why haven't many agencies grasped it? I know that some employees have told me that phased retirement's kind of difficult because you're trying to show, you know, what you've learned, but what you learned isn't necessarily being used anymore. You know, with everything digital and online nowadays, you know, you're not exactly going through a paper library anymore to find files.
That's right. Yeah. So sometimes the mentoring aspect could be the key to trying to figure out how to make this work. So, you know, mentoring another employee might be to share some of the agency history to how we got where we are today, or to maybe help this new employee along to understand the mission of the agency, or to do some policy writing to help it. The newer employees understand the policy of why we do the things we do here. So I think that's going to take some effort, and a lot of agencies have put the time into trying to figure out what does mentoring mean to our agency, you know, how can that benefit us. I think the other thing the agencies have to try to comprehend is, you know, we're going to have this employee now only 20 hours a week, but we can't fill their position, you know, for a 40-hour week employee, so how do we really utilize them to the best advantage and make this work for both the agency as well as the employee's benefit. And then the employee, of course, has to start working on that life after retirement, because phased retirement is not a permanent position. It's going to last maybe 6 months, maybe a year. Some agencies might let you do it longer, but there is going to be an end to it. So you have to really start working on what that life after retirement is going to look like.
We're speaking with Tammy Flanagan. She's a federal retirement expert. So part of this also with the mental preparation, you know, from a guy who really, really hates doing financial planning, it bores me. It's very difficult for me to get a grasp of it. Is doing the actual financial planning for retirement part of the mental anguish that goes into it, and maybe why it's delayed a little bit, you know, as far back as people who are even 10 years away from retirement?
Yeah, I think that someone who really hasn't sat down to crunch the numbers might always just assume that once I retire, I have to learn to live on less. And believe it or not, a lot of people who've worked long enough and saved enough and have enough pension benefits really don't have to live on less. Most of them, if you compare their net paycheck, which they're saving a lot, they have retirement contributions, they pay for, you know, income taxes, FICA taxes, Medicare taxes. Once you retire and those taxes go down, your retirement savings go away, your retirement contributions go away, your net retirement income in many cases can exceed or at least equal the paycheck that you've been bringing home, that net income. So I think the financial planning, if you just sat down, did a little common sense planning, just look at your Social Security statement, look at the balance in your retirement savings. If you're lucky enough to have a pension, you know, consider the value of that and what's going to be withheld. Number one is not as hard as it sounds, and number two is actually better than you might have expected.
And so let's get a little inside Tammy Flanagan's office. What do you tell your clients who are, you see that they're financially ready for retirement, but just, you know, that they're maybe not mentally there and they've got to get a grasp of this is the next stage of your life and you've got to go into it gracefully or fight the waves that are going against you?
Well, the one problem is, or maybe it's the one blessing, is that federal employees, for the most part, don't have to retire. So, you know, I lay it out and I show them, you know, how they can afford to retire on basic, you know, concept of net income in retirement compared to net income in their paycheck. And then I tell them, I says, don't feel like you have to retire just because you can afford it. Because for some people, that mission of the agency, the work that they do, that's what brings them pleasure. That's what makes them happy and makes them feel needed and accountable. So that's nothing wrong with continuing their career if that's really what they want to do and really where they derive their satisfaction from. But for those who really think they do want to retire, but they're just a little bit worried or afraid of that transition, then I just try to provide them some resources to help them understand that there's so many things out there where they can still use the same skill set. They can still be involved and be needed in the community where they live. They can still have friends outside of their workplace. And so sometimes I feel like I need a psychology degree in addition to understanding how the benefits work.
Yeah, so I guess it's lucky that since they're doing a government service, there are numerous volunteer organizations that are probably doing very similar work to the agency they're retiring from.
You're right. I had one guy who wanted to do that. Someone told him about volunteering with disasters. You know, here in Florida, we've had the hurricanes, and across the country, we've had, you know, fires and so many natural disasters recently. So this guy who had been a former, I don't know if he was a firefighter or had some kind of job in that area, So he heard that FEMA needed volunteers, so he went to volunteer for them and found out that it was a paid position. So not only was he doing something he felt useful doing and helping by sharing his expertise, but then he ended up in a paid position. So you never know where that volunteer job's going to lead to.
That's Tammy Flanagan, Senior Benefits Director of the National Institute of Transition Planning, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Find a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.